Because there are questions still now that go forward. Sure.
There definitely are. And one thing is, how do you handle the outfield? We know Hunter Renfro's got a player option, so you assume he's opting in based on his season and the dollar amount attached. Kyle Isbell, we all admit, defensively great. Can you upgrade offensively there? Left field, MJ Melendez, it was not a good season. He came up with some big hits at times, but it was not, let's just be honest, it was not a good season for MJ Melendez at the plate. So what do you do about the outfield? This was what J.J. Piccolo had to say.
You know, generally speaking, when you're looking at left field, right field, that's where you're thinking about. They're your power guys, you know, and we know this ballpark doesn't lend itself to homers, but it does lend itself to slug. So we've got to be more productive there. And that's where I think being optimistic about some of the guys that we have and looking at the experience they have, I think that's fine. Like we shouldn't be writing guys off. Because they're in their third year in the major leagues. It takes some years to become good major league hitters. Now, along the way, that doesn't mean what Q was able to do this year. You don't help them along. You help them succeed. You know, you don't put them in positions where they're going to fail. So if a left-handed hitter gets a left-handed pitcher, you want to have a right-handed side of that. And if that's how we have to go for the next year or two before guys really become everyday guys, that's the way we'll have to do it. But, you know, clearly, you know, Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi, you know, if Vinny doesn't get hurt, we got three guys over 100 RBIs. I think we would have been the only team in baseball that would have had three over 100 RBIs. They're carrying the lion's share of the offense and the production, and that's okay. So that should take more pressure off of the back end of the lineup. But, again, the outfield is a spot that we need to be more productive.
Now, with that, he, you know, him saying we shouldn't, you know, judge somebody strictly off of his, I'm paraphrasing, you know, 3 years in the league. That's obviously directly in reference to MJ Melendez. That's directly who he's talking about.
Yeah. I mean, some point to right. Kyle Isbell probably, but that is probably pointed at MJ Melendez, the productive hitter part, because then people can put side by side the numbers of Mike Moustakas' first 3 years versus MJ Melendez's first 3 years and the things that kind of come with that. And what we see out of major league hitters, that's certainly part of it. But he's not wrong. I don't blame them for saying, are we sure we want to move on first? Let's consider where these guys are. They are still a very young offense. I understand some of the bullpen arms or some of the rotation pieces are veterans and savvy veterans to kind of go with this.
Man, though, like, are they going to be in the market, though, to improve that position is the question. I mean, we mentioned some of the names last week already. Santander, Profar.
There's some power out there.
Teoscar Hernandez. Like, are they going to be in that market? And I know we're going to talk about this more tomorrow. J.J. Piccolo was asked about payroll flexibility. He admitted they haven't had that conversation yet. But that'll be the telltale sign to me whether or not they can actually improve the outfield. I know there's always the trade market. And whether we're talking about Brady Singer or other, that could help you bring back somebody. But if they're going to get power from left or right field, or just the outfield in general, some of the names I just mentioned, those aren't cheap names. There's going to be a good market for those guys. Are they going to actually be playing in that market? And that's going to be a big question.
So I don't think that that's unfair. I obviously think that whether or not they are is probably going to be a determining factor. Some of that might depend on if they have to pay for pitching. Does Walker opt out? Do they trade Brady Singer? Do they have to go sign another free agent guy? And so they'll have to do those things and figure out which way they're going to go on that, because obviously that's going to play some sort of factor on whether or not they make a move for a, you know, and like whether or not they make a move for a leadoff guy, right? Because that was the other thing he talked about. He said top of their shopping list, Gold, like it or not, and this goes with the outfielder stuff too, top of their shopping list, Gold, is J.J. Piccolo said they need to find a leadoff guy who can get on base. Like, not middle of the order guys. They got that covered with Bobby Witt Jr., Salvador Perez, and Vinny Pasquantino. But can they find a leadoff hitter? Actually, is kind of important. Whether they be Michael Garcia and they have him in-house, or Michael Massey and they think they have him in-house, or they go out in the free agency market. They do need somebody to get on base in front of those three. They had 100, they almost had three 100 RBI guys, and they didn't even have an on-base guy leading off. Imagine what you could do if you had somebody who did it. Wouldn't that be, we talked about this, that'd be near the top of my priority list too. A leadoff hitter? That's the other question, is who and what kind of leadoff hitter?
Text line says, so Juan Soto. Exactly. Yes.
Jackpot.
Exactly. Juan Soto solves it all.
Don't hand out that 550.
You thought Bobby's was the largest contract in team history. Screw that contract. Just go ahead and add an extra $200 million to the next one, you know?
Good God.
just go give $500 million to Juan Soto. No problem.
There are many things I can assure you on what's going to happen this offseason for the Royals. I can assure you that one of the things that's going to happen this offseason is not that.
I can agree with you on that. Yeah, I can agree that that is not going to be the direction that they actually are able to go in with this market in Major League Baseball.
You don't think they're going to spend $500 million
on this? I don't. I hope they go out and spend another $80 to $100 million.
That'd be nice. Question I always have is, let's just say the Royals are the highest bidder. Let's say he's being offered $550 million from New York, but the Royals offered six. Would he take six from the Royals instead of $550 from the Yankees?
He's a Scott Boras client?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Is it the Boras part of it that convinces you?
Yes.
That's what I'm asking. Like, if there were $50 more million guaranteed.
Now, there
on
might
the table,
be a few more opt-outs in the Royal situation for him than the Yankee situation.
And a full no-trade clause and a million. You'd have to offer up more than the other stuff, but sure.